What a perfect day to play left, right there. The kettle, I'm feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park, we swear.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my handsome husband, Mark.
And my fabulous wife, Teresa.
Oh, I love that.
Here in the Cambria booth. The Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
We are here.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes.
Their symbol is a griffin, by the way, which both inspires and terrifies me.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And the voice you hear.
Oh, the voice you hear.
Is a special guest.
Yes.
Oscar-winning actress. Who's
or
impressed? She's
nominated.
Impressed with her. She's like, yeah, hey, yeah, I did that.
Yes.
Author.
And a yogi? Are you a yogi?
Yes, indeed I am.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's been some debate, by the way. I was going to try to mask
And her
this.
Name is?
No, the debate is...
Oh, you're just going to list all of everything
yourself.
She's ever done in
Maybe
her entire
we'll just
life.
Talk the whole time and just have people guess.
And thanks for joining
Whoever
us.
Whoever can guess wins a prize.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I better not say it. Cambria Kitchen.
Don't kill me. Too funny.
Now, I'm going to say Marielle Hemingway.
Yes.
Would is that the appropriate...
Marielle. Yes.
Marielle. Okay.
Yes, that would be me.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay. So
I did just get announced as Muriel. I didn't. I should have corrected him, but he was too sweet, and I just couldn't.
That's what I was afraid of.
No. Marielle.
Yes.
Marielle
Hemingway.
Yeah.
Okay.
We
so
get it a lot with our last name. Our last name is Clement, so we get Clement, Clemente, Clements.
Yeah.
And then I feel bad. I never want to correct anyone.
I know.
I just roll with it.
Well.
Okay. You added some letters to my name. That's cool. Whatever. So I'm very excited to meet you, and I just am excited that you're here at the Kitchen and Bath Show, too, because I was surprised you were here at first, and then with all of your healthy lifestyle, all of the books that you do, it makes sense. It absolutely makes sense that you're here. And
cool.
So what have you seen here at the show that has dazzled you?
Dazzled me?
Because you dazzle me. I want to know what's dazzling to you.
Well, to be quite honest, I spoke at the Scripps thing, and then I came over to Cambria. So what dazzles me is Cambria, because I've only seen Cambria. But
okay.
I actually think it's an amazing product, and that's why I'm affiliated with them.
Okay.
You know, so...
Why don't we start there?
Okay.
Because we have a lot of different questions that we're going to try to stump you on the history of your life. Where were you? No. We've got your book right here. It's Marielle's Kitchen, Simple
yep.
Ingredients for a Delicious and Satisfying Life,
yeah.
which is very big picture stuff. But how does Cambria play into that healthy living lifestyle?
Well, to be honest, Cambria is not only like a beautiful product,
Fun.
You know, stunningly gorgeous quartz. It's also Green Guard certified. I'm very big environmentalist. It's Green Guard certified. There's no off-gassing. And it's just a beautiful product. And I really believe, like, with Marielle's Kitchen, I talk a lot about... you know, eating locally, and the ceremony and ritual behind food. And part of the ceremony and ritual behind food is creating sacred space around in your home. So you want, I really believe that the kitchen is the heart of the home. And, you know, everybody gravitates toward the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's this place of festivity and, you know, and it's ritual. And it's this wonderful ceremonial place. And I think that creating an environment, literally with Cambria, or, you know, what you choose in your environment creates your health and well-being. Because my whole business, even though I am an actress and I'm doing that as well, but my major business in my life, and my partner Bobby Williams, who is not here, but you should meet him too, we're about helping people to become their most authentic, healthy, young, beautiful selves that they already are.
I love that. So, step one, what do I do?
Okay.
All right.
Also,
I can help. I'm sold. I'm buying all of your books.
We only have 8 minutes left. It's going to take 2 hours.
I also have to say, I am so... Rodney Yee is amazing.
Yeah. He is good.
And how did you get involved with him?
I've known Rodney for years.
I've known him for years by watching his DVDs and videos.
On Gaia, yeah.
So I feel like I know him.
Because
I do yoga with him.
Yeah,
and he wears those little shorts and everything. So I feel like we have an intimate relationship.
Is this okay with you?
I'm not even Listen,
But you really do know him.
I was his student for many years, and then
how did you get to be his student?
Well, he does retreats all over the world, and then we became friends. And I said we should do a yoga video together, and he said yeah. And then Gayam, he works with Gayam, and I know Gayam. I know the head of Gayam. Yeah. It just sort of happened.
Wow.
So do you do yoga to us too?
Well, I do have some, I had a baby a few years ago, and I did pregnancy yoga, and then since he's been like the not sleeping and stuff, ooh, my workout sort of went away.
Oh, yeah, we got to get that back.
But I need. I mean, every day I say I need to do yoga.
You know, I always say this to people. I say, you know, we think making time for ourselves is a big sacrifice. We think we don't do it. But honestly, if you make that time, and it doesn't have to be a lot of time. It can be 15 minutes more in the morning or something.
Yes, because some of Rodney's yoga practice, that one of the videos I have are the 15-minute practice, which...
And that's the thing. If you just give yourself that time, it gives you time. And you feel so much better. Then you're not doing that thing where like... Oh, well, you know, I haven't been working out. You know, and I even tell people that want to start meditating, look, start with 2 to 5 minutes. It's not a big deal. If you do 2 to 5 minutes, it won't kill you, number one.
Right.
You know, because the non-meditators are like, oh, I don't do that. I said, look, all you have to do, close your eyes and listen to your breath. Just breathe. That's all meditation really is.
And that's what I get out of the yoga, too, is that it really does center me. I'm in a better mood when I do it.
Yeah.
I'm happier.
Yeah.
I'm more productive.
Yeah, I'm not making fun of you.
No, it's so true. It's like when you go...
I'm the same with the gym.
Go lift weights, and when he goes running, the whole thing.
People need physical exercise to let go of pent-up energy that they don't need.
Right.
That energy that needs to be shifted into a different space, that's what exercise is for. And it doesn't have to be a lot.
Shifted into another space.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I need to do.
So you said something earlier that I want to circle back on, which is sort of finding the authentic core of who you are. And that sort of speaks to, let me see if I can even make this make sense, that we have a lot of static around us.
Yeah.
And instead of going outward to find that perfect us,
It's
already in here, and it's about.
Well, my belief is the wonderful, authentic you is already there. I mean, you're like, nobody has to find that. It's not out here. And trust me, I've tried everything out there. Like, I've been to everything. I've tried everything. I've followed every guru. I've gone to India. I've done that. You know, I've chanted my way through a lot of stuff. And to finally realize that I have my own answers for me. What lies in me is best for me. The way that I eat, you know, how I take silence, what I do in my life, I figured out that I know what's good for me. It just took me a long time. I believed everybody knew better for me what was right for me than me.
And where you were plowing through the books and doing all this stuff.
I plowed through books. I followed gurus and psychics and this and that. And I met, you know, and like I said, I've done a lot of stuff to find those simple things. I know the way that I eat that works best for me.
Right.
And there's not one size fits all in the way that you eat. There's not one size fits all in the way that you exercise. Like, you like weight. You know, my boyfriend's very similar. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, he likes to go. He's like, yoga, all right. You know, he wants to do a little bit of it.
True.
He's like, I'd rather go.
We're not doing it on a mountain.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I want to go climb a mountain and then lift such heavy weight that, you know, like, testosterone's coming out of my nostrils.
I'm not like that at all.
Dude, okay.
not at all.
He was doing push-ups off of sawhorses in our backyard yesterday. So, no, not like that at all.
No, not
extreme.
So was there a time in your life that sort of saying, all right, health and well-being to the point of writing books, and this is number 4, right?
Number 3. Yes. I'm counting. Number 3.
To the point, see, I got you.
Yes, you got me. Yay.
To the point of writing 3 books, which is a massive commitment.
Well, I'll tell you what actually got me to that point is that I come from a crazy family. I mean, it's a great family, but there's like mental illness, there's cancer, there's diabetes, there's this, that, and the other thing. There's 7 suicides. I was a little scared. So my life was about survival. I was like, initially, I was like, I'm trying to find, like, how am I going to survive this crazy family? They're great, but they're also a little nuts. So my way was to, like, I'm going to be obsessed with health. So I did everything in the extreme, you know, all fat, no fat, all fruit, all, you know, all raw, stinky year. just saying.
I don't even want to know.
I've eaten every way.
Right.
To find that thing that works for me. And I know that my lifestyle choices have made me healthier in my mind probably more than anything else.
Wow.
Like you said, you know, when you do your yoga, you're more at peace. You just make better decisions.
So what DVD should I buy?
Well, Yoga Now. I have, you know, I did one with...
Because I am no Rodney Yee or Rodney. You in yoga. I am sort of not
no, but
beginner,
what's
but
nice
not
about Yoga Now is it's very basic, but you get what you need. Because it was designed for somebody that either had 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think there's a 50-minute
So Yoga
as well.
Now.
Yoga Now.
I will buy that.
Awesome.
I will buy that today, actually.
Awesome. I love you.
And then I will get to do yoga with you as well as Rodney.
There you go.
I mean, seriously.
It's all about the connection.
And I will tell Mark every morning, I got to go hang out with my friend in the attic and do yoga with Marielle.
This time. And you'll know that I'll be rooting you on.
You wear more than just the little shorts, right, that Rodney...
Yes.
Okay.
Do
Does he wear the little shorts in the...
Yes, he's very into those little shorts.
Seriously?
It's out of control.
Well, Marielle Hemingway...
Too short for me, but
I'm sorry to say...
We have to go to break.
Yeah, the radio stuff, you've got to take these breaks, which are horrifying, but we've got to do it. So we're going to leave you now and come
Thank
back.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure talking
Thank
to you.
Thank you so much.
You.
And we'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life. What a perfect